Shuvas Pekevega, Samana and Chavtesu Lama Beis, there's four Shuvas back and forth from Pekevega's uncle, Rav Wolf Eger. Pekevega had an uncle, Rav Wolf, that was a Rashiv in Lisa at that time, and Pekevega himself went to learn his yeshiva when he was Bar Mitzvah, when he was not 13 years old. After 1 year, his uncle Rav Wolf appointed him to say Shirim in the yeshiva. He was 14 years old, he was already Pekevega, he was already saying Shirim himself in the yeshiva. And obviously after a while he left. And these letters were written at the time when Pekevega was a chassan. According to the Toldos, Pekevega became a chassan and got married when he was 16 years old. 2 years later, he was 16 years old. And his uncle, Rav Wolf, sent him a mazel tov letter. Agav, it's a famous story. He writes a nusach over there that he wasn't able to come to the chassana. In those days, traveling maybe wasn't so simple. There were borders to cross. So he writes to him that me and all, everyone that remembers you from your time here in Lisa, there were many famous Talmid Chachamim, including Bishaya Pick. There's a famous Gadol Hador, Bishaya Pick. He's a Goyis printed on the side of the Shas. But in Maseiros HaShas, whatever's in brackets is from Bishaya Pick. And he said, we got together, we mechav in the show, we had in mind the time of Yechasna. That night, the same time, we made a Suda over here, we made a Chasna over here to be Mishtata for Yisimcha. So the Welt says that the Chassidim, the son, not by the Litvaks, but the Chassidim took this minig. When Chassidim cannot go to Rebbe's Chasna, it's out of the country, it's an Eretzol or something, they get together and they're mechavim the time, and it's called Rebbe Kivega's Chasna. It's called Rebbe Kivega's, it should be called maybe Rebbe Wolfsager's Chasna, because he was the one that had the idea, but they called Machta Rebbe Kivega's Chasna. We're mechavim the Shah, Rebbe Chasna over here. So in this, it's a beautiful letter, it's a beautiful mazel tov note that he writes to him. And then he tells them what they spoke about in learning by this, the suit that they made, the Kavis Chasen. They spoke about the inyan of Ksiva Kediva by Sfiris Oima. The mitzvah Sfiris Oima that we would think is to count the pair, to count that letter. But what about if somebody writes the sphere? He writes it down, Hayoyim Yoyim, Shloshim Shloshim Yoyim, Shem Abosh Uis, Vachamish Yoyim Baima. If he writes it down, it's a Yetzah, Sfiris Oima, writing it down. Do you say Ksiva Kediva? As a practical shayla, you would think that no one will get involved with the shayla, everyone will be yaitz to the mitzvah properly, but they won't get involved. But it does have ramifications, this question, if someone wrote the sphere first. For example, he's writing a letter. The seems to be shukal minig. When you write a letter, you write the date on top. So besides writing the day of the week, or the pasha, or the day of the month, the person wrote also the day of the ayma. He wrote lamad alpha ayma, lamad beis ayma. And he didn't count yet. Was he Yotza already? If he was Yotza, then later that night, Ben Meir, he can't make a bracha. He didn't miss it. Do you say Ksiva Kediba or not?
So you never know, for an Elam, it wouldn't work. Because you're looking for some nice, but for an Elam, you're saying that it definitely wouldn't work.
An Elam maybe should do this. That's a nice point. Elam has no other Yotza.
You're saying maybe you have to have at least the word Bila.
Well, we're going to get to Elam soon, but... Yeah, maybe in England we would do this with Chachina, if he wants to be a Swishmei Koine, that's what we spoke about the other week. The Magen Avraham says there is no Shem, well, he can hear, but then in England maybe we try to be a Swishmei Koine and Ksiva Kediva. It's an interesting point. He should be Machmen. I saw once, I think, a Meister, the stipler, somebody came to him to write an important letter, and it was before he died in Meir, and it was during Sphere. And it was important that he had a writer right then and there. And Stipe himself was clarifying, should he, if he writes that he would like to write the day of the Oima, like that's the minig, if you're writing a letter, you write what day of the Oima it is, but if he writes it, he has a problem, he can't count. So, but to count now, he didn't have a mayor yet. He wants to have a mayor first. Toda Shina, Toda Kodim, he wants to say Krishna first. So he's thinking maybe not write the date. Don't write the date at all. But Lamaisa's father took him in to write the date, so the way they write the story was, Stipe decided that he's going to descend. He count them before Krishna, he counted with a bracha, and then he wrote the letter, and he wrote the date, and the lady died married. That's the way he did it. But anyway, getting to the Shaila, Lamaisa is Ksiva Kediba, especially by Sfiris Oima. So Wolfegger brings down a Sefer Magen Shaul. It's not very, I don't think it's a very well-known Sefer, but it seems to be an Achrim before the Pekevega. And in the Hagoyis Pekevega and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Pei Tes, he also is Mitzayin, Ayin Magen Shaul. And the Magen Shaul brings a number of rays to the Shaila. And other Chayim bring it also. But the first ray they bring is from a Mechaba in Hilchos Pechas HaTayr. The Mechaba Paskins in Aruch Chayim, Simon Zayin, Sif Gimel, we know when a person wakes up in the morning, before he learns, he has to say Bechas HaTayr. That Bechas HaTayr is good for the whole day, but before you learn the first time of the day, Agav, even if you wake up more than night, you have to say Bechas HaTayr. It's a mistake some people might make. Mishnah Novas, the name Mishnah Nosa, if a person wakes up more than night, he's supposed to learn. He thinks that suddenly I just got up from a few hours sleep, but once you wake up, you probably have to make Birchas HaTorah. But the Mechaber paskins that Birchas HaTorah is only when on Torah that you're going to speak, Torah you're going to say. But on Mahara B'Divrei Torah, someone's just going to think in learning, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. Other paskin Mechaber, I believe we're Machmer in it, but Lameisa, that's the Mechaber Shita. It's based on the Sugya in Brachas. Mechaber holds that if you Mahara, if you think about Torah, you don't say Birchas HaTorah, but if you only when you speak Torah, he has to Birchas HaTorah. But the Mechaber does paskin HaKosev D'Divrei Torah, a person writes Torah, he has to say Birchas HaTorah. So the Mogashol says, you see from here that Ksiva is not like Hira, Ksiva is like Diba. Chayyavi right from here that Ksiva is Kediba. The Mogashol says, but then he himself says, but this is only right according to the Mechaber. On the other side, there's the Taz and a lot of other Chayyim that are Chaylik on the Mechaber. The Taz says that if you hold that you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah for Hira, then for Ksiva also you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. The Taz says Ksiva is like Hira. So if I can't, according to the Taz, you see that Ksiva is not Kediba. Ksiva is like here, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah if you want to just write Torah without speaking it. So in the this Shayna should be telling the Machlekes, the Mechaber, and the Taz, and the other Chayna. The Taz himself wants to bring a raya that here is not Kediba, from the Halacha, famous Halacha, by Hilchas Edis, the Gemara's of Josh and Yibam, Estafalam, and Alphon Beis, and other places, we have a Josh and Yibam, but no Yipik Savan. The Edis, when you say Edis and Besin, has to be Yipim, has to be Bepe, you have to say it out loud, and Olo Yipik Savan, you can't just write down your Edis. So Zokta Taz, the Chayyav Raya from here, that Ksiva is not Kediba. If Ksiva is Kediba, why can't Edim write down their Edis? What's wrong with it?
Otherwise, why do you have to have a...
Oh, very good. So, other Achreinim, Rolf Hager wants to say this also. He brings the Chavis Yoyah, says, Achreinim, the Raya is Faket. If you would say Ksiva is not Kediba, why do you need a Pasuk that Mipim and Pimpik Savim? It should be a Dovah Pashit. That's not good. The fact that you need a special Ksiva is Kasav... Yeah.
Right,
so that's what they answer back. Well, either if they say the answer back, then maybe Edis you would think is no Dindiba. The whole point of Edis is just the Gili Milsa to get the facts straight. That we should know what happened. Gufa Duva Hechehavda. It's like Lashon Gemara. Tell us exactly what happened. And that this Bezin should know, so you would think anyway Bezin gets the message from these Edim, that should be enough. But basically, that's the Shayla is Yipim Pekik Savim. Is that it's a Drasha? And it's a special drasha dafka by Edis, and that would tell you it's only drasha by Edis, nowhere else. That would tell you that that it's only that normally ksiva is not
ksiva.
Why is it not ksiva? Maybe that's the Taz is right. Maybe that is the Taz because it's why is the Taz being right for me? Another friend of mine being right if I can't. The fact that you need a drasha over here tells you that normally ksiva is kediba, and it's only over here it's not.
Even if you don't have a drasha right if I can't.
Yeah.
Because you have to have that the Gili is not enough. But you don't have a right that it is, because over here it says
the
P. Everywhere else doesn't say P. It just says
Moshe's Spark. Yeah, if anyone wants to say we could learn from yet other places, but probably not. Probably in Lysa it's a.
It says
yeah, but that seems to be Machlekes Achreinim. Again, the Taz brings a right from here. He wants to bring it for all over. Somehow he wants to learn it from people in Peak 7. You see from here that Ksiva is not Kediba. And the other Achreinim say the opposite. The fact that you need a Joshua tells you normally Ksiva is Kediba. And special over here, special Allah for that Ksiva is not Kediba. But I saw a Kasha in the Masa Melech from the Semanic Diskin, Rashiv and Kalter, we mentioned a few times. He says, what's the Bechal, this whole Raya that the Achreinim, the Taz is bringing, the Chavis Yoyah, the Kivega, his uncle are all bringing from Mipim v'Lom Yipik Savim to the Shayam Tzi Kediba. The Din of Mipim v'Lom Yipik Savim in Yivamis, that's one. The Machlekes Rashi tells you what it means. Machlekes Rebbeinu Tam and Rashi. Taisus brings down B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam that it's a special halacha to Umayyad and Elim. There's no real halacha that Edom cannot write their Edis. So Chayyav Edom can write a special halacha to be Mayad and Elim, someone that cannot talk. That's what the Torah is, that's what the drasha is. Mipim, he has to have a pet. He has a person that cannot speak. He's a badass, he's not a cherish, but he cannot speak. Rechman son, he cannot say Edis. He's a Xeris Akosa, he cannot give Edis. According to me, in the time, Bechal is no sheikhs to the whole Shayam Tzigu Kediba. And Chayyav, according to me, in the time, it's together, Zevi Korei Lobinon. He was saying, Korei Lobinon, being a Makevis boy. First, we won't go into it, but that's Chayyav Shana Rebbeinu Tam. Tosfos brings down that Rashi and Chumash says differently. Rashi and Chumash says that Mipim Lami Savim means Shemlo Yishachu. Let me see the Lashon again. Prat Shemlo Yishachu Ksavim Lubezdin. It's a Mia that they should not send their Edis to Bezdin. Tanya Masamach, all Rashi's saying is that Edom have to come in person. They can't send a letter to Bezdin, notarized, signed, and say, this is what happened. That's not good enough. Bezdin has to have the Edom come down. But if the Edom come down in front of Bezdin, and they write the Edom in front of Bezdin, who says that's not good? Maybe Ksiva is Kediva. And they have to be, but the whole halacha is, if people pick seven, according to Rashi, is just don't send it in the mail. Don't send your Edus. You have to come down and say it. But maybe really Ksiv is Kediva. B'chal, Chayr has no sheikhs to the shayna.
It's
not b'shas nice, exactly. If that the whole meal according to Rashi is prashnly yishchuk seven bezin. It's not send. That Rashi's mashmah, they're not even there. They're sending their Edus to Bezin. That's a whole different psul. So it's a type of teller. There's an older chayim that want to tell too, one way or the other. Raya from Yipim Bar Yisavim to the Shana Siv Kediv and Lachayis Nashachs.
One or the other, either Rashi means to say what he said. Why do Rashi have to say such a mother's name? Or it's practically speaking, why in the world were you writing?
You mean according to Rashi, it would be possible even if they came down.
Why did he say it?
I hear.
Either he means because of this, because of that.
It's dafke if you send it, but if you did, you can't write it. Or you want to say,
practically speaking,
I hear what you're saying. Maybe Rashi also holds that even if you come down in person, you write it's no good. And Rashi, but if you're in person, this time you'll say it. Why would you?
Why? No, couldn't be the Edom who would all say, hey, the Amlis, they're scared to confront the Bezin. So
yes,
you can't send. But if you come there and you confront that takes away the
witness. That's what he was. Rashi's dafka, you should not send. And the time of the crow being like Rabbeinu saying, maybe you know you have to be made in front of Bezin.
Right.
But if you learn that way, then l'cher it's very strange. Like all these achrenim are comparing this to Hashem Ksiv B'Kediva, it's l'cher not a raya. Another raya the Magid Shul wants to bring is from Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, and it's a Torah Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph. If you, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Torah Paskin, that if someone makes a shvu or a neder not to speak to Pliny, not to speak to Reuven, to a certain person makes neder, I'm not talking to you anymore. The halacha is, he's not going to talk, it's this and that, and this is shvur, but he's not going to write to him. He's not to, even in front of him, okay, he can like write a note and show him what he's saying. So they want to be aware from here that ksiva is not kediva. If ksiva would be kediva, then this should be also asa. Why would this be allowed? But the Magen Shaul himself, he answers back, it's not the most strong raya, because by shvus nedarim, we know we have a cloud that holch nach lashem neyadam. It's a Gemara in many places that we go bustle and we go by persons what they normally mean. So when a person says, I'm not talking to you, he doesn't mean I'm not writing to you. There are people that are angry at each other, only you communicate in letters maybe. But a person, but it's not a raya to the etzem din of ksiv kediva.
Pashtus,
it's talking about writing letters. I think Lashon Rambam is, he said, b'ksavim. If you want to be medayek in the Rambam, it's mutta luchta. If they write him in front of him, the Rambam doesn't mention in front of him, not in front of him. You want to say also, maybe, that maybe that's far also. You want to say, it means sending them. Okay, but this is the way the Achreinim understood it, that it means even in front of him, and they want to say that it's not a right, because maybe it's a special loch in the Dhamma Shavuos, which is holchanach loshim neyadam. Another big raya they bring is from the Etzem Shvuah. From the Etzem Shvuah, a person writes a Shvuah. He writes a Reini Nishba. He doesn't say a Shvuah. He just writes. He writes. He's swearing something. He's making an edda. There's a Chavis Yoyeh, and the Kivik brings down. It's Chavis Yoyeh and Simon Kavtzadik Dalna that he brings down. It's also Tumim. The Tumim Simon Tzadik Vav. They both say that it is a Shvuah, even though he wasn't Maitzi Shvuah Mipid, which is extra bechidish because by Shvuah Nedarim we know we have a Din Haflah. The Torah says Ishki Yafli, and Haflah means saying it with your mouth, saying it very clearly. Actually, it's Lashon of saying it very clearly. But even so, the Chavis Yoyeh and the Tum, they hold the Yetzer Din of Haflah ben Nedarim b'ksav. So they want to bring a raya from here. At least these are Achrayim Nemdon. You have to see what their rayas are. That Ksiva is Kediba, just like by. And one of the main rayas, there's also a Bishul Arichas and the Shev Yaakov on this. The Kivik brings down. And one of the main rayas they bring is from Masugi Megillah that Yechesam Abayis. Talks about being Yitzah, Kriyas Megillah, like Kaisu Magia, the whole Mishnah. When you're writing a Megillah, how you can be Yitzah Megillah, that's by writing it. I'm not going to go into it, but that's when you can look to see inside. But what I just wanted to mention was
how
that.
How
does
it go to make a
Brach
Hashanah like this?
Wiksav? Well, if you hold Ksiv Gediba, it will help everything. Yeah, you really have to know, where does the Hashanah start from? Like, why should. If I'm father and a cop, they're Ksiv Gediba. They're bringing Raias, but like, what's up, this should be even have a meaning something like that, Ksiv Gediba. How about sign language? I mean, they talk about that. But I think, I didn't want to go into it because it's a little complicated, but there's a, where did I have that again? There's a Taisus in Gittin, the Fayin Aleph, the Mask of Aho. If you go through the Taisus, there might be a Shtigl Mokka for the Holy Name of Ksiv Gediba. So really what I wanted to say today was, one other Shulchan Aruch of Kivega brings, and remember Agav Kivega was pretty young when he wrote this, but Rabbi Nezer calls it Halev Kivega Mekadusahi. He wrote it when he was very young. Rabbi Nezer remarks on that, but Rabbi Kivega printed it. He chose these tshuvas to print, so he was Mekayim and Bezeknusai. So one of his rights that Kivega brings is, he says, that in Nidan, the Ksiva Kediva Dami, this is Lashon, if you would say Ksiva is Kediva, Eich Matsinu Deinu Regleinu, how do we find ourselves Seifrei Stam, Shekhoisen Shem Havaya? How does a Seifer ever write the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, when he's writing Safras? But also, the Kroisik Ksiva was Mazet, also to say the Shem Havaya. It's a Gemara that Loi Kashini Nechtav Ani Nikra. You're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Mishnah Chela, at the beginning of Chela, that's like a Malaf, according to Abishol, according to Mandamba, Ha'higas Hashem by CSR, someone that pronounces Debish's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ein Lechem Ben Am Haba. It's Mamash from the Chamadig Yisurim, from the few Yisurim, that Ein Lechem Ben Am Haba. So, Fekhu Kivega, how do you ever write Yud Kei Vav Kei? When you read it, you say, you pronounce it Alaf Dal Adun Yud, you pronounce it the Shem Adonus. But when you're writing it, if you're writing Yud Kei Vav Kei, if Ksiv is Kediba, you're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Yes, so what do you do when there's a Queen Ksiv? What
are you doing with the Kriya? What's the Dibra?
The Dibra is the Ksiv or the Dibra is the Kriya? If you were going
to write the Pasuk, you mean? You write a Pasuk where there's a Kriya Ksiv. I guess there's no Aveir to write to say the
Ksiv, to say which wrong. Is it? So because if you say it's the Kriya, so I wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's Ke'ilu, I said Atnas, because there's a Kriya Ksiv.
Okay, the Kriya.
I wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, but Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shtel Tzachoyz, in a Kriya, Atnas.
So the Kriya understood that it's Pio Ksiv Kediba, you're saying it as the Ksiv. Okay, but the Kivega is asking such a kasha that how is Sefer Stam allowed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei? How would they be saying the Shem Hashem? Maybe how is the Shem Bais Yisrael? According to Avashal and Chayim Ben Rabba.
So
no, Ksiv Kediba is without Nekudas. There's no halacha Ksiv Kediba writing Nekudas. Ksiv Kediba is when you write, it's understood what the house pronounced.
But those letters could pronounce something else.
But it's always that way. It's always that way. I mean, every that when you point the shayla of Tzivik Kediba of Sis Omer, it can be mispronounced also. Right? But Tzivik Kediba is even without Nekudas. But the Kivega held that the Chayr, if you write Yud Kei Vav Kei, a Seif is writing it, he'll be over Hegas Shem Bais Yisrael. So that's his raya. That it must be that Tziv is not Kediba Dami. So the Tzemach David on Shus Kivega and on the Simon. He asked the question of Kivega, what's the raya from here? And the Chayr test is really partial. And the Chayr, b'hochi chayav echmona. In Echlam, the Torah gave us an issa to be Hegas Shem Bais Yisrael. But the Torah did also tell us sometimes that we can't say it. For example, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, the Torah said that you should say the Shem Havaya. Rashi in Chumash brings down that the Kohanim by Bichas Kohenim in the Beis HaMikdash always said the Shem Havaya. When they said Bechas Koinim in the Beis Mikdash, every day they said the Shem Havaya. Can you imagine being by Bechas Koinim with answering Amen to that bracha? All the Kohanim say Baruch Atah Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you answer Amen on that bracha. You should always answer Amen properly, but it's a bracha with Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the Shem Hashem. So there's nothing when the Torah tells you to do it.
The bracha they said the Shem Havaya, or Yevrech Hashem Yishmerech
do. I take it back. You're probably right. Then.
Psukim.
Oh, the Psukim, you're probably right. The Psukim, right. It's a Rashi, then the Yisr. But yeah, Pashas, the Psukim, Zazayin, Zay. Okay, but it's Bechaz Koinim with the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But there are times when the Torah did say to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. So this is also a time. The Torah told you to write a Sefer. The Torah told you have to have tefillin and mezuzah. How are you supposed to have tefillin and mezuzah? Obviously, you have to write it. So obviously, the Torah told you over here, you could say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Even, maybe you only see Vizkadiba, and you are saying Yud Kei Vav Kei by writing it. But this will be another time. Just like the Torah told the Kohen Gadol, the times he says Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Torah told Olkahanim, they could say it here also. What's the raya? As a zapella. Why don't you say Pasha, Baruch Hashem, Rechmona? Keep me most of it. What?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's what.
How do you know? If you write extra, it's going to be
like. Not extra. He's doing it for Nachab and Mitzvah. It's not going to. It's not about Torah. What? Okay, so you know what? Maybe the Torah was maybe in Echmona. What's going to be right? Maybe you can only write when you know there's a boy that needs it. When you're not just to have in storage.
Well, what? It's gosh, you don't hear that anybody has to be careful.
Oh, so that's when you say who's right? Is the fact that.
You're a careful doctor to make it only with his achim.
Oh, you want? That's your terrace. Your terrace is that no one's careful. And that's the whole right. It's okay, maybe. I have a different terrace, also maybe a Dachi terrace. I was thinking maybe the Kriyeg's right is halacha. and Shachnar for Chaim Simon Beis, it's also in your days, and Resh Peches, that Tefillin and Mezuzahs has to be written Kesedron. Tefillin and Mezuzahs you have to write in order. You cannot write one word out of order, or even one letter out of order. Sefer Torah is different. It's linked down, the Mokka, the sound, it's not in Shas, it's a Mechilta. But it's brought down by all the Paiskim. It's a famous halacha also from Nodis that a Sefer Torah does not have to be written in Kesedron, and it's a huge nafkamina. A Sefer Torah, if you find a mistake, you just go back, missing a letter, you go back in, Sefer Torah, and you fix the letter. Tefillin and Mezuzahs, if you find a mistake and there's a letter missing, you can't fix it. Because you'll be putting that letter out of order. It has to be written in order. As the Torah says, Vahoyu, by Tefillin and Mezuzahs, and Ridashim, Bed Yosin Yehei. Ridashim that, has to be written, Bed Yosin, has to be written in order. Only says Vahoyu, by Tefillin and Mezuzahs.
That's why I said that to the Yosin.
They have to trust them, right? Because it's a big tell. If the hours are spending on making a pair of tefillin, a pasha tefillin, then he finds a mistake, and just to add an extra letter to go back, he would be possible. And you'll never tell. You can't tell by looking at it, but it'd be possible. The Aruch Shulchan has a question that in this prat, tefillin mezuzah is more chomer than sefer Torah. So you go back and fix. It's also a very practical thing. A sefer Torah, can you imagine? It's a sefer works a whole year on it, and Chomer Tzlan, you find if it would be a din of kesedron, you couldn't fix it. Your mom is a tragedy. Tefillin and mezuzah is okay. I mean, the man worked. He spent a day or two on it. Spent many hours on it. But okay, if it's chashanah, you missed the letter. It's only 1-2 days. It's not a whole year's of work on. It's not $40,000. But my sister is a man. I was thinking by a sefer Torah, maybe that's the kveig zraya. What's the heter to write yudkei vav kei kaseda? Maybe what you should have to do in lechatchila is you should write the Yukivavke Shaloy al Seder, write it not in order. So you're not Hoygas Shem Beis Yisrael. If your person would pronounce the Shem Havaya by saying the Hey and the Yud, the Vav, say out of order, he wouldn't be over. Now, the halacha, of course, is that you don't have to do that. It's only in case you write it out of order, it's kasha. But Lamaisa, maybe that's what Yag is right. Maybe that should be the halacha by Zevi Torah. You should have to be Dafka right out of order, so it should be Hoygas Shem Beis Yisrael.
If you say simply deeper, it's as you write, not when you finish the word. Because who cares if I wrote it to say, I made
right.
That word.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know me smarter.
I think so, yeah, that's what I want to say, yeah. That's as you're writing it.
Because the first letter of the law, you
right.
Don't know how to pronounce that
right.
Letter. Maybe it's ka, maybe it's ke, it depends what you're going to write next. The law only get the word once the word is finished. Anyway, when you write a word with 5 letters, you have no clue what the word's going to be when you wrote the first 2 letters.
You make
a
mnemonic.
Okay, so then we're back to
the
question. If you say like this, that the ksiv gedi will be the order you wrote it, then it won't be a shot. That'll be
time. It takes you a few seconds in between, so it's like.
That's my next teretz. This is fishbowl. This first teretz, I want to say that you write out of order. It's only a teretz for the sefer Torah, obviously. For the tefillin and mezuzahs, that's written in kesedron. We're back to the kasha that you do have to write it in order. So the kveig is right. It would only be from sefer Torah. Tefillin and mezuzahs, you would have to write in order. You would say baruch chayav rachman. But the right will be only from sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. Why do you have to write? Maybe it should be a loch. You should have to write not in order to save yourself from being hagashem b'sisah. But that doesn't really fit in the lashon of kveig. The kveig's lashon was hechim matzini din regain who sefer istam. That sefer istam means sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzahs. According to me, it would be Sefer Sefer Torah. The right only be from Sefer Sefer Torah. That's the problem. So I was thinking different teretz. What you're saying that maybe what you should do, maybe the Kirgiz right is why don't you have to be mafsik kedei techdei diba between each letter, or at least between the first letter and the second letter. When you write a UK Vavke, maybe why shouldn't it be halacha? It should be mafsik. If you be mafsik, l'chayr, you could always go back and finish the Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzahs, the Yudkei Vavkei, but if you're Masik l'chayr, that's not being Hegas Shem Beis Yisa. The person says Yud today, and tomorrow he says Hey Vavkei, l'chayr,
but it still
will be a Kosher Sefer Torah. So maybe that's what Kivei Gizraya, that it's why it's not Mucha Chachi Chayy Vachmona, just because the Torah told us over here, but the Torah told Kahanim to say Yudkei Vavkei Vavkei Kainim, and the Kahanim told the Kohen Gadol to say Yudkei Vavkei. That's muchach. The Torah told you to say it, but by Sifrei Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs, maybe the Torah wanted you not to be Hegas Shem Beis Yisrael, and you should be masik. Wait, kedei diba. The Shia of saying Shem Aleichem Rabbi Meir is considered hefsek in every diba, and once it's a hefsek, then already it won't be Hegas Shem Beis Yisrael. And the fact that we don't have this is a raya that must be ksivas lav kediba. Maybe that's the kivay raya. So the only problem with these two tutsim is, Ben, I'm clearing about it. It's a shigul shayla. Is halacha when you write all the askaris, the shemus of Hashem, and sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah has to be lishma. You have to write the shem Hashem lishma. Can you be Mekayim, the Shem Hashem, Lishmo, and these Ifanim? If a person would write the Moshna Sefer Torah, there's no thing Kesidron. But if you write the Shem Hashem, not Kaseda, and you have the Shem Hashem Hashem, is that considered Ksivin Lishmo? You wrote the Hei Lishmo, you wrote the Vav Lishmo, but then afterwards you wrote the Yud. You wrote it out of order. You wrote the 11 Lishem Hashem, but is that called Askar Lishmo? And the same thing by with the Hefsek Techlei Diba. The person wrote the Yud Hashem Hashem, then he was Mafsek. But then he went out to Hey, Hashem Hashem, and continued. Is that called writing Azkar Lishma with all the, with this Hefsek? If you say that's not, insane. If you say yeah. Not, then we're back to Akashim. Then we're back to that's what I'm clearing. I'll start Azkar. That well, I can't say if it says in Pesach or not. But if that's what I'm clearing. I have to look this up. You do a trade Shem Hashem Techlei Diba?
I think there's a mikveh between Avi Yas.
I understand. At the end, when they
have second Dibbo, is that the first thing you say is not shy to the next thing you say. When you write Etzim Ksivin one way, that's what makes one thing shy to the next. That's a half second writing.
So if you have a hefsek in writing, it's not a hefsek?
Yeah, because the two letters are next to each other.
Right, but what about the lishma? Is that called maskar lishma? That's my shayla. I was only clearing out, so you only did
lishma. I'm saying it doesn't come into play.
On the Ksiv Gedivah part, it should.
On nothing. There's no
talk
they
do
from one another. I mean, maybe.
Right. I would think for the kashrus of the Ksav, it's not a problem. The kashrus of the Ksav, you can have, you can write one letter today, one letter tomorrow. It's not a problem. At the end of the day, it's all written. But for Askar, my only thing is Askar and Lishma. Is that called Askar and Lishma when you wrote one letter at a time with a hefsek in between? If you say it's not a problem, then that could be the Kir Gezraya. We give him for Tzimach Babas Kasha. That why don't you have to do this to save yourself from being Hagish Shem Bezi Sir? Must be the Ksiv is Avki Diba Dami. But if you say that you cannot do this for some reason, it is a Chesaron and Lishma, that's the Tzemach Davis Kasha. So it must be Baruch Hashem Rechmana. So what's the Ksiv is Raya?
Okay. Even if you wrote Ksiv in 5 hours, if you wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Ksiv is Kei
Vav Kei. And that's Lishma. And you wrote the Yud Lishem Hashem. And you wrote the Kei Lishem Hashem. That's all good by you. So I'm just clarifying, but you know, what was your lishma? Your lishma was hefsek. Yeah.
And you write
on Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei.
And he writes it down in
Mafsek.
And he writes it down, it takes a long time to write it. Is he going to be over? If you're Tzidkidim, it's
going to
be over.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Why are you saying that?
Because
the Tzidkidim over there?
What do you mean?
It's not
the person says the Bediba and he has a Hefsek, then you're masking.
Because in
Diba
there's a
Chesaron Tarkidei
Dibur.
So the whole
Tzidkidim
is Dibur.
It's Ksivin, it's not
Dibur. Okay, but Kevin
Zogan is also. I think the Darish is it takes longer. He dips, if he dips his thing into the ink, according to you, it's going to be possible. He makes the yud, he dips it in, and then he puts it back.
That's Kedei Diba.
Maybe Ksiv is a different Kedei Diba because writing a letter takes longer.
Okay, it's all in the Chakir, it's all in the Shaila. I mean, part of it is not such a Shaila, to be part of it is. But whatever it is, if you hold like this, that you could do this, then this would be the Teres of Kivega. If you don't hold like this, then Tzimach Tavis Kash is a Pli Atzum L'Chaya. What's the Kivega is Raya? The Torah told you to do this, just like it told you this is not a case with Slavat Tolno. It says Hagas Hashem for Mitzvah. So that's the Kash. Tzimach Tavis Taka Blav Shveh. Okay, a few minutes, I want to speak about a different Indian. This is a whole different Indian by Birchas HaMazon. This is actually a shayla I had this week. My ma'aseh happened to me. I was eating pashta sandwich one day for lunch, suda, and I went to put on my hat for benching, and after I put on my hand jacket, I went to take a drink. And I entered my mind, the shayla, am I allowed to drink now? Because I already put on my hat and jacket for benching. What's the shayla? The shayla is, I was thinking, the Gemara says in case of Avachim and Brachas, Tafim Beis, the Gemara says, Amar B'zeir, Kol Shasukui Menotaka, whatever they took away from him in the times of the Gemara, they used to eat on a special, seems a portable table. They only brought the table out when they ate. It was, I think, a low table when they reclined. They brought a taka, a small table. And once they removed that table that they ate by and they removed all the food, Goma, he finished the Suda, and you're not allowed to eat anymore till you bench. Rashi says, Goma asach daitim bracha vishayna, Mr. Dasai. Pshat is, it's a hefsek from your bracha vishayna. The reason why we'll continue to eat is all based on that first hamaislach menoris, that first bracha. But once you just take away the food, you take away the table, that's already asach daitim, that's the end of your bracha. So you cannot continue eating until you bench. The Gemara says another halacha, a merav harogu b'shemen. In times of the Gemara, some people used to clean off the hands with oil. They would use oil at the end of a suda. It was a act that they would do when they were done eating. Once they did that, afingu. It's also you cannot continue eating. You have to bench. But the Gemara ends off. Less hilchas l'kachan yishmaitza. That's not the halacha. Even though they remove the food and even though they wash their hands with oil, that doesn't end the meal. Because you can still continue eating. The only time you cannot continue eating is by when you wash Shemayim Achreinim, the Gemara says. Once you wash Shemayim Achreinim, that's already the end of the Suda, and at that point you have to bench. You cannot continue eating. So you have to know Pshan the Gemara. Lamai, so what's the difference? According to Maskan the Gemara, what's the difference in Mayim Achreinim and removing the table or washing your hands with oil? These are also acts where you have Gemius Das that you finished eating, you were Masiach Das from your first bracha. Why do we say then you're not continue eating? It's Davka Mayim Achreinim is the real Hesach Das, it's the real end of the meal. What's the difference in Mayim Achreinim and all these other things? There's a similar Gemara, it's not that there's a whole different Gemara in Pesachim. Dafkav Kimel Beis, the Gemara says, Sachim Mirav, Kimen Damitu, Havlan and Varech, Itzur and Chung Mishte. Once you say, a Loshen of Let's Bench, then already you're not allowed to continue drinking, the Gemara says. My timer, the Schitu at the Chayu, because they have Hesachadas to continue eating. That Gemara says a different ending of the meal. The ending of the meal is when you're saying Let's Bench. There's a whole Gemara of the Ban Nimlach. But that's the basic halacha. So there you see that saying, let's bench, is similar to, and we pass like that. So we see, but we say, let's bench, or when you wash from a chayin, then you don't got to continue to eat. But by the other acts of the end of the meal, taking away the food, even the Balambos himself, he clears away the whole table, removes the actual table, then he can't continue to eat. So I think the chiluk is...
Because both are broken.
Right, both are broken halacha. Either one. So I think the gather is that when you make a hachon of a benching, that's what ends the meal. Just because you do something which is like a gemas suda, like you move the table, that's not a complete hesach hadas from continuing to eat. I take the table, I could always bring it back. Maybe I'll change my mind. You know what? I want another bite, another piece of kugel, another more dessert. You'll bring it back. But when you do a hachon of a benching, that's called the Hesach Hadas. My Mechreinim is a chon for benching. It's saying, let's bench, Havlan Levarech, that's a chon for benching. Now, even though my Mechreinim really, Be'etzim is not a chon for benching, the Ikka Inyan, my Mechreinim is a whole Inyan for itself. It's Inyan, the Gemara says, the Gemara Chungan, the Kothayim Abbey says, they were Mesachim because of Melch Stoimus. So originally, there was Melch Stoimus still in the world, Melch from Stoim, and somehow we get into the regular salt, and people would touch with their fingers, and it was Mesama, Rahman's son, and made someone say, no. So they're Mesachim, you have to wash your hands before you leave the table. Make sure you don't touch your eyes with that Melch Stoimus. So Chayr is no Sheikh's benching either. It's just something about an act at the end of the Suda.
But very good.
But first of all, even that reason seems still to have some Sheikh's benching. Because you do find the halacha, like the Gemara says, take it from the thing of bracha. There's different pshatim exactly what that maima means. It's a tesis in Saita that Kivega brings down over there in brachas what it means. But the pshat of the Gemara is that right after maima achreinim, right away you should bench. And l'chayyah, it's not that the maima achreinim has a shaykhis to benching. The reason is because we're afraid if you do maima achreinim, then you take your time till you bench, you'll touch the melch stamus again. You're allowed to be mafsik after Mayim Achreinim and talk and take your time. You just have to wash again Mayim Achreinim before you bench. The Mayim Achreinim does have Sheikhs of benching. So since there's Sheikhs of benching, it can be considered a chon of benching. And then like Yitzi said, there's a whole different reason given, which Taisa says in Brachas gives a reason for Mayim Achreinim. Because the Yidayim is a homeless. Pasha, you have clean hands, they'll cover the benching. So that for sure shows you that Mayim Achreinim is Indian of I'm saying it's a place in Brachas, it's a different place, the Hafnan Gimel and Beis. That says, the reason Bechas Mazen is Shalom Yivarach B'Dayim Mizahamis. So after Shosh Shosh Yimayim Echreinim is Achan for benching. So I think the idea is, when you do Achan for benching, that's something that's Mafsik, that's Hesach Adas from the first Bracha, and you cannot continue eating. But everything else is not a complete Hesach Adas. My Shayla, if a person puts on a hand jacket for benching, and we're talking about someone like myself. I never wear a hand jacket in my house when I'm home. I never do. I always put it on. The only time I can think I put it on in my own house is when I'm benching. And the reason is because we all know it's a Magen Avraham brings down the Bach, and the Mishnah brings down also the Lashon is a Yerushimayim lo yivarech b'mitznefes. The Yishrim should not bench just with a mitznefes. Rak Yosim Makiva Roishoy Visata Begadalion. He should put a hat on his head and he should wear Begadalion. What's a mitznefes? Interesting lesson. The Bach says, the Yishrim should not bench with a mitznefes. Mitznefes is the hat that the Kohen Gadol wore. Can go to the big day kahuna on his head, the can go with mitznefes. It doesn't mean the mitznefes of the can go. Obviously, it means a yarmulke. But it's interesting, but basically, that's what the Bach is saying. The Yishmaim should not bench just with yarmulke, but not everyone is makban on it. But he should. But he says Yishmaim should wear a kova, and we never try to do it. So someone like me that puts on hand jacket and doing a kova benching, would this be like moving the taka? Or using shemen at the end of a meal, it would be like my machrinim and say havel and varach. So
you
the way out, what?
During the week.
Yes.
You do.
I do. Yeah. But this was before machrinim. My shayla here was I put a hand jacket before my machrinim. But I'm thinking that this is a chana for benching. And the way I'm seeing together the gemara is of these two sugis is that when you do something for chana for benching, that's what's mafsik for. That's what ends your suda. And chayla wasn't allowed to eat.
My machrin is not only a chan of benching, it's also a simon that you finished. You can make a chan of benching when you deserve it also. You can put on a hat and you continue.
You can put on a hat.
You're doing
it. Oh, person, but no, let's say someone does that. Let's say someone puts a hand jacket and he for dessert. People, but I'd rather don't, because I'm not so comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't put
it
on until
the
last minute. It's hard enough.
It's not a kmak.
Does it depend on
the benching, but you can do it towards the end of the
But my shine is someone that.
I've seen many people do it.
I'm talking about now. That's not the then that
well,
person for sure. So then he could. Then he for sure could. I'm talking about someone that only puts on his hat jacket only when he's ready to bench.
Now, not, when you say he's also to drink, it means also to without a brother. You allowed to drink.
That's the next thing I want to mention. This is just in this basic halacha and lechayra. The whole problem, even saying Havel Nevarich or Mayim Achrayim, all these things is, it's a Hesach Hadas in the first bracha. So now, if you want to eat, you should just have to make another, if you want to eat more bread, you have to wash this Zidayim again, make a Maitz again, or make another bracha, if you want to, on a drink, make another Shakal. And then you bench, and your benching will go then on your first Achil and your second Achil. One benching will go on both. You don't have to bench. The problem is, the Kasha is, there's a Kasha. Rashi's mashma like that, but listen to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a merdek achidish in our chaim simukufayin test. The Shulchan Aruch is mechalak between mayim achreinim, mahavel and levarach. Shulchan Aruch paskin zugam besudosev not the yod of mayim achreinim. Person washer achreinim. Eini yoch alecha leilishtois ad shivarach berachas mazon. He's not allowed to eat or drink until he benches. V'yim oma havel and levarach. But if he said let's bench, havi hesach adas v'osmo leilishtois elam kein yivarach lof tchila. By Havel and Levarach, the Shulchan Aruch says the Yer Eitzah, you're not going to eat ad Elam Kein Yivarach Lof Tchila, unless you make again a Shehakel. If you make a Shehakel, then you can eat and then bench. But by Mayim Achreinim, he says, Faket, Ein Yoch Alecha V'Nushta Ad Yivarach Bechus Amazon. That you have to bench. So the Yol Shtel on the Shulchan Aruch, he's being Mechal with you, Mayim Achreinim, Havel and Levarach, and it's very short to understand. By Mayim Achreinim also, what's the problem? Even if it was Hesach, make another Bracha, wash Mayim Achreinim again, and then bench. So this is you can look in all the achrenim. They all talk about the halacha and other places. Magad achrenim on Shulchan Aruch. They hold even by my achrenim. You could do like the svara tells you. The person washes my achrenim and he wants to take a drink, make a shahakal, take a drink, and then wash my achrenim again. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch says then you have to first bench, make your shahakal afterwards. And like Ritzi, I overheard you before. You're talking about this Meir in the Chabura that the achrenim is shem brach of atonga. Because you're making an extra brain of ashes. But extra brain of ashes, if you would make it before benching and then do one benching on the whole thing, you would save
First of all, the Gemara says
it's awesome. Right, the Mashmoyis thing was like that.
The Gemara says awesome. What's awesome? Not awesome.
Right.
The Rashi says awesome. Achi Yivorach Birchas Amazon, the Yachzil Yivorach Allah Bolifon. Why?
Rashi says, Rashi right there. But the Shem, is Rashi b'chan between Mayim Achreinim and Havel Nevarach?
No.
You have to look about
no,
that's
no,
the
same thing.
Same thing, ah. So either should be, the, first of all, it's shvet to say the same thing by both, but it's even more shvet to be machal between the two. But this is what you have to see, they'll talk about. But and the same, and then you would have to clear about my Shem, a person puts a hand jacket, what would he do with this?
The benching
should
go on it, even if you.
On what?
The benching
should
go on.
On the second?
Yeah.
One benching should go on both. Oh, you're saying it's not part of the Suda, but you're benching afterwards.
It's called where you have to bench.
You're talking about like the Kabbalah Spon and Shmogus B'Shaila, you know, people that eat by that, when do they make a Bracha Chayna, or eat by Kiddush, and then, you know, you're going to bench afterwards.
Well,
those are all Shver Shainas,
yeah.
Not so Shver, they go through the Halacha, you know.
And also the Chulim Mishchu, that's by Havel and Roach.
Yes.
So he says, Amal Birchas Moz Masuchi Daitu, with Tzorach, Lachsa, Lavorach, Lacha Birchas Moz. Vachini.
They all take the bench first. They all take the bench first. That's the first kasha. That's the first kasha. Right.
It's more than just. Right now, it's chal chiv to bench. You have to bench. Once you decide to bench, you're not allowed to be master.
Yeah, but what does that mean? It's a neder? You made a neder? I have to bench now? You didn't say I have to bench now. I mean, is there a Kabbalah? Was it makabel to bench? And when what? I'll bench later. I'll bench afterwards. What's the. No. And the Moshver Kasha is in the Mechaba Shita. Also, there's another interesting thing. The Mechaba is Mechaba between Shti and Achila, not a Rishay Namar. Some hold for some reason, Havlan Levarach only makes a problem with Shti, but Achila you could eat. The more Machmen Shti than Achila, you have to understand that. And Agav, the Rambam, didn't mention it, but the Rambam has a whole different Yesa in the Gemara Daf and Beis about the less Hilchsukhan Shmait there. The Rambam has a different Yesa. Yesa Mishnah explains it. But I think the Shachmanach is more like the Pashto Gesa, and that's the Ravid has like our Gesa. Okay.